wait, what was the third thing you said?
This is Sam, the tech director for Silent Slayer. What's the name of the company?
Shell Games.
Shell Games, okay, cool. Talk to us about this vampire game, which is incredibly detailed and it's like just hyper touchability.
Yeah, I mean, Silent Slayer, it's a game where you're going through various levels and slaying vampires. All the vampires are protected with various traps because they sort of want to have the defenses up just in case somebody tries to come get them. So, and you have to kind of work through those traps and slay the vampires.
How many levels are there?
There are 10.
Wow.
10 levels.
So 10 various vampires?
Yeah, and the difficulty really scales as you go, so we sort of like layer on the complexity as you go through it.
What kind of vampires are we talking about? Like vampires like Nosferatu vampires, or like all human vampires, or...
Oh, I mean, we have a pretty big variety, and I think, like, they all have backstories in the game that we sort of, like, we try to layer out the history of them throughout the game.
Give me an example of the one that we play in the demo. Who's that?
Oh, I guess you played the second vampire, and she's like a... She's not as old as some of the other vampires. She's newer to the clan.
I was a guy that I killed.
No, the second...
Oh, so it's a woman?
Yeah, the second vampire is a woman, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's newer to the clan. I think she's trying to work her way up the ranks of it. I think she, like, deals in trading humans, I think, to the other vampires to try to, like, use
humans trafficking? Oh,
yeah,
my.
Yeah, like, she's the human trafficker.
Oh, okay. It's vampires, it's okay, because vampires are the allegory for a lot of things that in normal life we'd be like, no, that's not okay behavior.
Yeah, I mean, they're not great.
Vampires,
they're not
it's
great.
It's romantic, it's fantasy, it's seduction, it's taboo, we love it. But if a normal person did any of this?
Wouldn't be great.
No, it would be terrible. Why do you think vampires get that pass?
I don't know. Maybe they shouldn't.
We don't see people canceling vampire culture out too often.
No.
So we must give it a pass because it's fantasy. And they don't exist. I think that's the reason why.
Yeah.
What was a vampire that you were hooked on growing up?
Oh. That's interesting. I don't
know.
I really love the...
No one's asked you that question during these interviews, have they?
They have not. They have not. I mean, I really like the Blade movies, I guess. Maybe those are my favorite.
A Blade VR game would be awesome, just chopping the heads off of vampires and saying stupid one-liners like, you know, some mother effer is always trying to skate uphill.
Yeah, our game's not really Blade, but I do like Blade. Interview with the Vampire is pretty good. I like that movie.
I didn't do anything with the heart in the game. What does the heart do on the table?
You use the heart to find the vampire's heart.
Okay. Well, it came on the screen and I stabbed it.
Yeah, so in our game, the heart starts in kind of like a normal place that you'd expect it, over here. But once you progress, there's vampires that have hearts that move around. We have vampires with multiple hearts, so there's sort of like a mechanic to finding the vampire's heart since it's so important to the game.
My favorite vampire comes from, have you ever seen the original Fright Night?
Yes.
So have you ever seen Fright Night Part 2?
Yes, but it's been a while.
It's with the female vampire that's the sister of Jerry Dandridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my favorite. And a lot of my writing's based on that character in particular.
Yeah.
Cecilia Peck played a vampire in a movie called My Best Friend is a Vampire Named Nora.
Okay.
Cecilia Peck is the daughter of Gregory Peck from The Kill Mockingbird.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a producer now of Netflix documentaries and stuff.
That's cool.
So, I base a lot of my vampire ideas on their lore, the way they talk, their seduction. And I'm just like, this was cool. I don't get this in any modern day vampire whatsoever. I don't get this, like, you know, like, really way they talk. Do the vampires talk in your game? I didn't get that far. I kept getting killed.
Well, there's story stuff that I probably don't want to give away, but I guess, like, there's a key vampire figure in this game that does sort of speak, but there's only, like, one vampire that talks, because, you know, our vampires are sleeping, so...
Now, being the art director, is there anything in the game particularly that you designed, or...
Tech director.
Yeah. Is there anything in the game particularly that you designed that you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, I worked... So part of my job is to just kind of oversee the technical team, and make sure everything's sort of like we're building stuff in a way that is going to be sustainable and and work well. So, like, I guess one system I did work on in particular was the system for, in the game, you drop objects, the vampire detects it, because if you make sound, the vampire wakes up. And there's kind of a whole system behind that, and I worked on that part.
Cool. So. What's something in the game in particular that you feel like is unique to other VR games?
I think our mechanic where...
I think feels real. I really was touching stuff.
Yeah. I mean, VR definitely has, like, the you are heavily immersed in a VR game. But I think, like, the part that seems really different is the part where you have to be slow and careful in VR. I feel like a lot of stuff is action-based.
Taking the nails out of the coffin, that was...
Yeah.
I was like, holy cow.
Yeah, and there's not much else that does that. So I think that's something that's kind of exciting and different about our game.
Do you think VR will allow you to bring in attachments to the hand devices in the future?
I'm not sure.
Like, I know there's, like, baseball bats and tennis rackets, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I play golf, and there's, like, one for golf, and there's... Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of them already that exist out there.
Maybe we'll get a sword. Is there a sword yet?
Probably. There probably is.
There's no lightsaber there, right? You're just using your...
I don't know.
Because there's a Darth Vader VR.
There probably is.
Yeah, my son played the Iron Man one and he hated it.
Yeah.
He said it was just not controllable very well. He said they kept calibrating, it's like it just didn't want to fly for me.
But yeah, there are definitely attachments out. Like the golf one really does help make it a better experience.
Or you can go play golf. You can't slay a vampire. You can go play golf. Well, thank you so much for talking about the game. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no problem.
When's it coming out?
In the summer. Summer of this year.
Okay, and what on what?
What's that?
On what?
Quest 2, Quest 3, and Quest Pro.
Okay, so not consoles?
Not yet.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yep.